Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With your 7 News Finance Fix, I'm Gemma Acton. Bitcoin is experiencing yet another bumpy few days after the Chinese government banned cryptocurrency transactions, with crypto exchanges responding by refusing to allow new users with China mainland phone numbers to register. China's crackdown on the cryptocurrency industry comes ahead of its plans to launch a digital yuan for testing during next year's Beijing Winter Olympics. Australia's biggest distributor of pharmaceuticals, Sigma Healthcare, has lobbed a bid to buy out Australian Pharmaceutical Industries, best known as the owner of Priceline. The offer works out at roughly 2 cents higher than the July bid from Wesfarmers, owner of Kmart and Bunnings, for the same company. Qantas has responded to tough border restrictions in Western Australia by rerouting its non-stop Perth to London flights to avoid the state capital. The route will be replaced by a daily Melbourne-Darwin-London service. The Flying Kangaroo has also cancelled most of its flights scheduled from WA to New South Wales and Victoria over the summer period. And taking a look at the markets, a strong start for the ASX 200 today, with the index punching back through 7,400 points for the first time in 10 days. Travel stocks, banks and miners are leading the charge, with the former rising on the back of encouraging news from state premiers about reopening plans. In the US, Wall Street delivered a positive week for the first time in the past 3 weeks, with investors taking comfort from the Federal Reserve's plan for an orderly unwind of monetary stimulus. The Australian dollar is buying 72.84 US cents, 80.56 Japanese yen, and 1.04 New Zealand dollars. And that is your finance fix for Monday, September 27, 2021. I'm Gemma Acton.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.